Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hey everyone, Caitlin here. I'm the music designer, and this is Journey Now, our podcast of stories, encouragement, and prayer. Well, when all the staff was starting to have conversations about going from meeting physically together in our gathering space to transitioning to everything being virtual and online, friends, I cannot tell you how out of my element I felt. It was as if I saw my skill sets hit a ceiling and I was being asked to loosen my grip on the ways in which I was so comfortable creating and exchanging it for something new. Something that didn't feel as comfortable, something that I couldn't just put my security in. And I can't really say that at the forefront of all of this, I was just filled with this thankfulness for all of the insecurities that seemed to be bubbling to the surface. But I can tell you that as a few months have passed, as this process has unfolded, I am left with this sense of thankfulness, of gratitude, because I don't know if I didn't have this disruption, if I would have been able to discover the posture of my heart in regards to my relationship towards my work, towards creating in general. I don't know if I would have been able to see as clearly that sometimes without even knowing it, I tend to work for acceptance, thinking I have to earn it or prove something, versus just creating from a sense of wholeness and healing that is offered in Jesus alone. And as I had space and time at home to journal and to think, I began to hear his gentle voice reminding me and revealing to me some of the belief systems that I had about him that were showing up in my work. I began to ask him questions in my producing of, God, did you make me enough? Am I creative enough? Am I enough? And friends, when you work and create from a place of trying to earn acceptance or prove something to yourself, you become out of alignment with the love and the creativity and the inspiration of the Spirit. And you start to get tired. You start to just do everything in your own strength, and you're left with this sense of fatigue and hopelessness. And I don't believe that's what God intends at all. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you wrestle with these same questions too. And no doubt, no matter if you're a teacher or you are in finance or you're a full-time stay-at-home parent, there have been disruptions for all of us in our weekly rhythms and how we're producing. And maybe you're asking God the same questions as I am of, am I enough? Am I creative enough? Do I have what it takes? Where are the resources going to come from? How are you going to provide? And maybe you feel exposed and vulnerable too. And this takes me back to Sunday when Kevin was talking about how many times we lose sight of our purpose because we're so honed in on our specific assignment for the season that it can feel really shaky when sometimes God asks us to lay down what a specific assignment looks like for something different. We have to be reminded that our purpose, that our opportunity to participate in the kingdom and our worth in his love stays the same. And maybe this sounds really elementary, but I really needed this reminder as I slowed down that anything of beauty, that anything of meaning and power and significance was because his Spirit was breathing life on it. That in reality, I was always getting to co-create with him as he did the heavy lifting, that I was actually just getting to partner with him and bring glory and get connection with him more than just striving and kind of fostering this moment on my own. So friends, the question that I feel like God has been presenting to me that I wanted to share with all of you are, what are the anxieties that we can leave behind as we began to reemerge, if you will, into this new season, as the world begins to open up and maybe you are looking at what your work is going to be like in the future? Maybe you're asking some really big questions right now. What are the pressures that we're not meant to carry that we can leave at the feet of Jesus? What are some scarcity mindsets that aren't serving us that God wants to exchange for abundance and reassurance? How can we further align with his love as we create, as we move forward and keep being a part of what he's called us to do? I want to read a scripture that I feel like sums all of this up well that's been on my heart the last couple of days. And it's Ephesians 3:20 through 21. It says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen." God, thank you that you stay the same. I thank you that we get to co-create with you, that we get to experience your spirit moving and living inside of us, that we get to be a part of what you're doing, and that you are able to do more than all we even know how to ask or imagine because of your power, because you are a God of endless resources and endless wonder. And I pray that wherever my friends are today as they are going about their weekly rhythm, that God, you would just provide reassurance of your presence, reassurance of your provision. Whether people are facing their jobs as they were or having to approach creating in a whole new way, I thank you that you hold space for it all, that we are enough in you because you are more than enough, God, to handle anything and everything that we're facing. Thank you that there is joy in creating. Thank you that we get to participate in what you're doing and we get to find the beauty in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.